Blog Talk Radio.
She's passionate and she's got one purpose, to help you live an incredible life. Anna McCoy is a life coach, financial educator, author, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker. She'll give you the real answers to tough questions. And now, your host, Anna.
The Real McCoy.
Blog Talk Radio.
Who's that lady?
Anna.
Blog Talk Radio.
Who's that lady?
Anna.
Who's that lady?
Anna.
Stop. Listen, it's a Real McCoy show. Stop. Listen, it's a Real McCoy show.
Who's that?
Persuasive. She's passionate and she's got one purpose, to help you live an incredible life. Anna McCoy is a life coach, financial educator, author, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker. She'll give you the real answers to tough questions. And now, your host, Anna.
The Real McCoy.
Well, hello there, everybody. This is Coach Anna McCoy. I'm excited to have you joining us today. We're going to be talking about some exciting stuff, and I've got one of my favorite people and my master coach who's going to be joining us today. Let's see, what do we call her? Coach Lynn Banas. We can call her a number of different things. Mentor coach. She's all of the above. It's so important that if you are a coach, I hope you have a coach. So the one great thing about Lynn Banas is, during the time that we were training to become coaches with Coach Academy, she was so funny. She was all serious, ladies. She was like taking no stuff. Do you hear me? And all of your little ideas and everything you thought you had about coaching, Ms. Lynn Banas, she got us all straight. Do you hear me? So you're gonna hear today. But I'm excited about her. I absolutely love her. I appreciate her gifts and her talents. She's also a PhD, but today we're talking about getting unstuck, because this entire month in Woman Act Now, we are focusing on getting unstuck and teaching you five different ways in which you can get unstuck. And we're going to take that content from, Lynn's book, Getting Five Ways to Get Unstuck. That's why we chose that, because we want to go through that content. We want you also to download her book, which is available on lulu.com. You can go there, look up Lynn Banas, LynnBanis. And again, that's on Lulu, LULU, and purchase your copy of the book. It is a short ebook. It's only about 28 pages. It's enough for us to get through about 4 or 5 pages a week and help you to find ways to get unstuck. So my desire today and throughout this month is really equipping women and teaching us how to get ourselves unstuck. And this is what Lynn is going to help us to do, Coach Lynn will help us to do today, as we talk through some of those things that she talked about in the book. So we started off on Monday talking about self-limiting beliefs and sharing with you several different things that we begin really to speak to ourselves about, or what we call presuppositions. We talk about, you know, what we believe or what's really keeping us from achieving what we want to achieve in life. So I want to focus on today a few of those things, but I want to talk about self-limiting beliefs. I want to also deal with fear and some of the other five things that we're going to teach you on how to get yourself unstuck. So before I do this, I want to introduce Coach Lynn Bannis to you. And again, she is my mentor coach and also was our coaching instructor through the program I went through with Coach Academy Texas here in the Dallas, Texas, and also they have a Coach Academy in Nashville, Tennessee. They've got an event coming up, and actually they're doing several things, so I want to encourage you to visit CoachAcademyTexas.com, or you can Google that, and it'll get you to the right place. If you're interested in becoming a coach, they're going to do a great job in training you. So let me just share with you. Lynn Bannis, Ph.D., MCC, or Master Certified Coach, is known as America's High Performance Coach. She specializes in helping executives and entrepreneurs make the most of their opportunities and potential. Her years of working with small and large businesses has given her a depth of knowledge that is invaluable to her clients. You know, she has a demonstrated track record of really assisting people in achieving their goals and visions in life. And so she's worked in several different corporations, and she does that on a daily basis. So we want to welcome Lynn to the show. Are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just perfectly. You know, Lynn was so excited. She was an hour early.
She was.
Sitting around, ladies, waiting to get a hold of you.
That's right. I could hardly wait.
Well, Lynn, I want to welcome you to the show, and, you know, I'm excited about what you're sharing in your book, The Five Ways to Getting Unstuck, and that is our theme. Every month in Woman Act Now, we choose a theme so that we can really begin to really, what do you call, peel the onion layers back on that particular subject matter.
And well, so, we really can. And, you know, we all get stuck at some point or time in our lives, so it's really great to have some tools to be able to get unstuck.
And this is what you're going to share with us and begin to help us on so that we begin to understand. And I, you know what, in this whole process, one of the things I recall you sharing when we were taking our classes on our coaching was that all of a sudden, not to worry, Anna, first class is a little tough, second class, a little rough, next class, still tough, next class, I think I'm starting to see a little breakthrough. One of the things that you said is, don't worry, just trust the process, and before you know it, you're going to start coaching yourself.
Absolutely.
Primarily because we began to share, and some of the things that you write about in that book, we also began to share as we learn how to coach other people. So first things first, Lynn, is there anything that you want us to know about you before we get started?
Well, I think you did a great job introducing. I was wondering who that person was, as a matter of fact.
That person is none other than you, but go ahead. There are a couple of things that you're doing that I want you to take time just to share at the top, and I'm going to give you another opportunity to share at the bottom of our hour that you are doing with Coach Academy on Monday nights, because I'll be joining you all, I think, on August 30th. But if you want to share just a little bit more about that and also about your upcoming book and as well as the Discovery Journal, some of the other things that you have, I want to just put those out because once we get started, we're going to invite some of our callers to the show who may have questions for us, and I may forget to do this. So for those who are listening and viewing, just give us a minute to share that with you, and we'll do it again at the bottom of the hour. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, on Monday nights, we are having a program that is free for everybody to come and join us on the phone for an hour. It's called I can't remember, Anna. Do you have it from inner something to outer power? And the whole idea is that we're looking at different ways that we can empower ourselves, and really the concept is what are some techniques and tools that we can use to get more done in 30 days than we can get done in 3 years. So it's really unblocking a lot of things that are keeping us from being able to move forward. One of the things, of course, is trying to identify self-limiting beliefs, like we're going to talk about today, trying to get unstuck. But we're also using other tools like NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming, Law of Attraction, Emotional Freedom Technique. We're trying to give people a little bit of insight to all sorts of different tools that we can use. And it is all building up to our Fast Track NLP Practitioner Training, which is taking place in a gorgeous spot in Tepozan, Mexico on October 1st. People can access information about that at Coach Academy Texas website. So it's coachacademytexas.com. It's going to be very exciting.
All right. Well, there you go, ladies. I want to encourage you in the name of that. You were actually pretty close to that, if not accurate, about the teleseminar series that's occurring over these next 4 Mondays, and it's from Inner Power to Outer Impact with Coach Academy Texas. So we want to encourage you to go there. Many of you have talked about that you wanted to be a part of this and become a coach. So this is some coaching opportunity that you can begin to take advantage of. That's for free to get a little taste of it. But yes, you are going to some kind of special place. So, Lynn, let's get right into it and start talking about your ebook that's available again on lulu.com. And we find it a little bit difficult to download. So we want to also ask if we could sell that in our store to make it a little bit easier. And also, Lynn, we need our ladies to be able to print this document, these worksheets, and work on this stuff.
Absolutely.
So,
is there a problem downloading it? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it is because of the digital. And for those who are listening, if you want to download it, actually this will probably help you a great deal. You have to download Adobe Digital Edition in order to read it. It's not just a regular PDF that you can read in your Acrobat, but you'll need to download that and then actually purchase the book, and you won't have any problem. It'll go right into it, but if it doesn't exist on your computer, it's going to seem like you hadn't downloaded it. So that's going to be a clue to help many people.
Wow, I can always count on you knowing the latest technology.
That's right, Lynn. I'm still there.
I know. That's great. I didn't know that. So, yes, you and I can talk about how to get it on available through you. That's not a problem.
All right, because we want to do that, and we want to get these in their hands and so that we can begin to write out some of the things that you're actually helping us with on the in the book. So let's get started. On Monday, we talked about self-limiting beliefs, where I introduced to the women, I introduced them to your book and talked about these presuppositions, self-limiting beliefs, and ways in which we can get unstuck. Before we do that, I want to really talk about and frame this, Coach Lynn, and that is to help us understand what does that really mean when we talk about getting unstuck. We said, and people just kind of look at you, but in your frame of mind, what does it mean just to get unstuck? And then we'll start to talk about each one of these areas.
Okay. You know, getting stuck is a little bit different for everybody. We can get stuck in all sorts of things. For instance, we can get stuck in relationships and feel like we don't know what to do and how to make it better. And we can get stuck as empty nesters, moms that, you know, have raised kids and all of a sudden they're all gone. Well, what do? Your whole self-image is around being a mom, and now all of a sudden you aren't. We can get stuck with big business decisions. We can get stuck with figuring out how to discipline our kids. It just seems like everything we do in life has that potential for us to get in a place where we feel like we're spinning our wheels, we can't figure out a way to move forward, and, you know, it truly feels like we're stuck in the mud, and we just can't see a way to get out.
Well, you know, Coach Lynn, it's so funny because I hope some of our ladies will give us an opportunity today who are listening to us to come. I asked them to come with a self-limiting belief, because when we went over this on Monday, this is where we'll start now, is that we're going to talk about, if we can get to it today, Coach Lynn talks about basically five different areas in her book. Number one is self-limiting belief. Two is self-talk. Three is fear. Four, unclear goals. And five, I can get unstuck on my own. So those are kind of those five areas that she begins to address in the ebook on five ways to get unstuck. So the first thing that we want to talk about are these self-limiting beliefs. What is that?
A self-limiting belief is something that we believe that keeps us from moving forward. And a good way to start figuring those out is to listen to that little inner voice that says you can't do something, you should do something, you ought to do something, you must do something. Those are, when you hear that in your language, it's a red flag saying, whoa, wait a minute, what's down there? What's in my belief system that is telling me I can't do something? Sometimes it's what mom told you all the time. I can remember my mom, this will date me, nice girls don't hold hands in public. Well, you know what? That little thing has been with me for all these years. And, you know, why? But that just was one of those things that was ingrained in me when I was young. And so I've had to stop and say, who says, look at all these girls. They're nice girls. They're holding hands in public. What's wrong with that?
It's so funny when you said it, Lynn, and you know, because times have really, really changed, because you said nice girls don't hold hands. And I'm thinking, you might want to clarify that a little bit, because back in the day, you know, Lynn saying back in the day, you wasn't supposed to be walking down the street holding your boyfriend's hand.
Right. That's what I meant.
Because we girls, we hold hands anywhere, any place, any time now, so it don't matter, you know.
That's for sure.
So, but when you think about that, I gave a similar example, and that is, who told you, you know, the ham story when you're cooking Thanksgiving dinner? And,
oh yeah.
You know, you cut off the ends, and everybody says, "Well, why do you do that?" Well, my mama did it, or my grandma did it, my great grandma did it. Or something's wrong with those ends. I'm like, that's me too. And they're like, when you went to grandma, grandma said, "I only cut it off because my pot wasn't big enough to hold it."
That's right.
So, you know, when you think about these self-limiting beliefs, they're not necessarily true, or they're true until you get a paradigm shift. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So when you think about those self-limiting beliefs, and how do you help people as a coach help them to overcome, what must we do?
The first thing to do is to, you know, acknowledge that, well, something's there that I need to look into. And then we need to name it. We need to say, let's say you want to lose weight, and you find yourself saying, I can't lose weight. That's ridiculous for me to even try. Nobody in my family is skinny. I'm never going to be skinny. So that belief that I can't lose weight, nobody else in my family is thin, is something we need to look at. Where did that come from? What does that mean? What does it mean to you to be thin or skinny? Is that really what you want to be? So what we start to do is to ask questions about, you know, what is that belief about? Does it make sense? You know, does it make sense that you can't lose weight? Of course not. You know, unless you have some medical condition, you can lose some weight. It may not be a tremendous amount, but you can lose something. So, you know, turning that into the truth, a rational comment, which is the truth, is the first thing we need to do. And so, you know, looking at, for instance, the hand-holding thing with your boyfriend in public, the truth is that nice girls do hold hands in public.
Yeah.
So, you know, my question is, well, where the heck did that come from? And I traced it back, of course, to my mother. So it's not so much so important as to where it came from, but identifying what the truth is about it is the important thing.
Okay. All right. And so we had some examples from Monday of some of the women sharing with us, you know, some of their self-limiting beliefs. For example, one of those ladies, and I'm going to put it out there. In fact, I do have that caller on the line, Juanita. Juanita shared with us about one of her self-limiting beliefs. So before we move forward, I want to open up the lines to Juanita. Are you there, Juanita?
Yes, Coach, I'm here.
All right. I want to welcome you to the show because we had an opportunity to talk a little bit about your self-limiting belief. Do you remember what it was?
Yes, I do. One of my self-limited beliefs is that I tell myself when an opportunity is presented itself that I'm not ready because I don't want to mess it up.
Okay. So, Lynn, are you there?
I'm here. I'm here. Hi, Juanita. It's nice to meet you.
Hi, Lynn.
Okay, so you tell yourself you're not ready because you don't want to mess things up. So your self-limiting belief is that if you try to do it now, you're going to screw it up. Is that it?
Yes, but the truth of the matter is, like, I look at it like, okay, I have shortcomings. I have some flaws. But the truth of the matter is, I mean, is you going to ever be ready? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I said, okay, I need to work on my speaking. I got this problem, that problem. But is you going to ever be ready? How long are you going to keep telling yourself, you know, you're not ready, you know, to face these opportunities and just move out and launch out?
Right. You know, Juanita, I would guess that there's probably a little bit of fear under there about failing. Do you think so?
Yeah, that fear of failing and probably fear of the public.
Yep, and making a fool of yourself.
And just being out there on the scene.
Okay, good for you. Good for you. That takes a lot to recognize that. So I think what we would do, and Anna, I'm sure you will agree with me, is we would work with Juanita around that fear and help her realize that fear is really, you know, it's really just a thought. And I know we're going to talk about this more in another session, so maybe we don't want to go there too quick.
Right. We'll come back to it. And I just wanted to put that out because I do have another caller on the line, and I want to bring her to the call, or him, I'm not sure. It's a 314 area code. Are you there?
Yes, Coach. It's Viola.
Hey, Viola. How are you? Welcome to the show. We have Coach Lynn Bannis on the line. You have a question or comment for one of those self-limiting beliefs you want to share with?
Yes, the one that I had mentioned on Monday.
Yes.
Basically, every time I get in the zone of working through, I'm in a sale. Like I just don't have enough time to do all that I know I need to do because of other life situations, caregiving and things like that coming up. And so I postpone doing what I know I need to do because I just don't think I have time to finish it all.
Okay. What does time mean to you, Viola?
What does time mean to me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Time.
Hey, Viola, I'd like you to speak up a little more for us, or speak into your receiver a little more, give us a little more volume.
Can you hear me now?
That's
yes,
good.
Yeah.
Okay. Time, I'm just not really sure of what you're actually asking me, I think.
Okay, let's put it this way, what does not enough time mean?
Not enough time means not having enough hours in a day to complete the task at hand.
Okay. What do you do about prioritizing your tasks?
I call myself putting them in prioritizing as far as what I believe are my priorities, like God, family, and then my career or whatever things. I have those priorities, and I'm not sure if I'm just putting them in apartments, you know, instead of working it together.
Okay.
Maybe that's where I'm stuck.
Okay, that's good, because what you just mentioned, priorities, what I would call values, and putting what you have to do up against your values is really important because it lets you know whether or not they're in alignment. So if you're doing the things that you value, then they are in alignment, and that's really, really important because that will keep you moving straight and moving forward. I think one of your big things is looking at each task that you have to do and decide where that is in order of priority. Have you done that?
Yes and no, and maybe it's a subconscious thing. Now that you bring it to me like that, I'm probably working on what I need to work on, and the other things are probably not as important as I may have convinced myself that they are.
Aha. Uh-huh. That's a good learning, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yes, it is.
So what are you going to do with that now?
Well, I'm going to redefine what is important and put them in this proper perspective, and just because you said priorities and my values
mm-hmm.
to be in alignment. I want to make sure that my priorities and my values are in alignment. And then if the other things that I'm putting on my plate is not in alignment with that, they have to go down the road. And so my CPAS, I guess.
Good for you.
Wow.
Very good.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Viola, for sharing that. And thank you, Coach Lynn, for helping her. I recognize that shift.
That was a shift, all right. That was great.
That occurs. So thank you so much, Viola. And so that leads me right to, because she said something very important. Well, maybe I'm thinking something, I'm putting more weight on something that really isn't as important, or I'm thinking this kind of in my mind, Coach Lynn,
mm-hmm.
Is something that she made a comment about, which will lead us right into our next point of getting unstuck, is dealing, first of all, with the belief system, and you hit on that with our value system.
Right.
Moving us from that limiting belief of keeping whatever that thing is, that idea, that thought in our mind that keeps us from moving forward, to our number two point, which is self-talk. So how are those two different?
Well, self-talk is that incessant little voice in your head that's always saying, you can't do that, you don't know how, you'll look stupid, you're this, you're that, and it's just constantly yammering away at us in negative ways. And we've talked about it being your inner voice, your inner critic. I call it your critter.
Yeah.
we need to understand that it's going to always be there. I mean, we all have that. It's just kind of part of being human to have this little voice there. It wants us to think that it is protecting us from things. But what it's really doing is it's keeping us from being true to ourselves. It's keeping us from trying things and experiencing new things. And so it's really holding us back, and most of what it's saying isn't true at all anyway.
That's good, ladies. I hope you heard that. One thing that I wrote down, very powerful, is that self-talk actually keeps us from being true to ourselves. I want you to tell us more about that.
Okay. You know, when I'm saying to myself, I can't, I really can't do that. Let's go back to one of the examples that we've already had. I can't get all my work done. Well, what is it that you really believe about yourself? I really believe that I'm a capable person and that I can do things and I can be successful at doing them. But if I listen to that little voice telling me, no, you can't, no, you aren't, no, you don't have enough time, you're screwing around, you're procrastinating, you're doing this, you're doing that, then I am not stepping out and being who I really am, which is a capable human being.
You're absolutely right. I think that even when I think about this self-talk and it's really not allowing me to be true to myself, I am always interested in what is the reward of doing this that I'm forfeiting because I'm listening to this voice?
That's a great point. That
you know,
is just a great point.
You know, isn't it amazing how it's amazing to me, and self-talk is like, I kind of put that in that category of procrastination,
mm-hmm.
of when I'm procrastinating on something. I'm talking to myself, and I'm saying, you can do it later.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can do
mm-hmm.
it later. It's not that important. Go ahead and do something else. But what I ultimately find is that when I finally accomplish that thing that I kept putting off
yes.
and putting off and putting off, that it brought me such pleasure, not in my ability to complete it, but in the reality of defeating
mm-hmm.
that one more imposition of that voice saying to me, you don't have to do it now.
Right.
And I go ahead and push myself forward. So
absolutely.
I think it's just awesome when we come to that place.
Mm-hmm. I think it's awesome, too. And you know what? There's another interesting thing that happens there. Not only is there a reward in actually overcoming it, but we also need to look at what is the reward for us listening to it, you know, and for you, it's like, well, I don't have to do it now. That would have been the reward for that.
Yeah.
I don't have to take responsibility. Usually those are kind of negative rewards.
Yeah.
And so we need to look at those and challenge those a bit, too.
Yes, but ultimately we're saying, what was your when you think about negative rewards, that even though we're not accomplishing, I have here, and I forgot to let you know that I have our co-host here, Shauna Stallworth, who's my sidekick, who's also on live with me on this live broadcast as well as on Woman Act Now Radio. And when you said something about the negative rewards, you went, what does that mean to you?
Because what I'm taking away from this is that she's saying, you know what, you need to think about that a little bit. Because is that the type of reward that you want?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a negative reward that you want, or do you want a positive reward, which means that you've challenged that thought
yes.
to push yourself forward to accomplish the goal that you really want to accomplish?
Well, you know, Coach Lynn, we have what we call our Do-It Girl, our Mentor Me calls.
Mm-hmm.
These are Do-It Girl calls. These are for the members who are a Mentor Me member of the organization. We have several levels. And this particular call is a call that we have on Tuesdays, and you made me think about something on that
mm-hmm.
self-talk, is we have it on Tuesday. We invite those mentor-me's. It's an opportunity where they have an additional call beyond just our regular calls that we can really get personal and really hold each other accountable to achieving or really to finishing it. So all year long we've been trying to finish it.
Mm-hmm.
And I had one thing on my list from week to week to week. And I think the reward was the attention of not doing it. Did you understand what I'm saying? Because every week I come back, they say, did you do it? I said, no, I fell off the wagon this week. What happened to you fell off the wagon? I said, well, I never got back on the wagon. You know, and so when you think about that, because I, you know, here I am, I'm thinking, okay, I'm not going to show up for the call because I can't take it one more time. And then that was my first thought. My second thought, they're going to ask me about that if I did it again. My third thought was, I'm just taking it off my list altogether because this is not working.
But it was working for you, wasn't it? It was getting you attention.
It was getting my attention.
Wow.
So what I did do, Coach Lynn, I just took it off the list and I said, I'm going to put something on here I know I can succeed at. So is that self-talk? Is that, what is that? You know what I mean? Because ultimately, I changed, but wait, so I was like, yeah, we know, but anyway, I completely changed my goal about this thing. I completely gave myself to the end of the year, but what's so interesting about this is I keep thinking about this project, and I'm going to blow these women away because I'm going to do it, and I'm not going to say nothing to anybody. I'm going to just get it done, and I'm going to show them I finished it. That's my attitude. That's how I decide I'm going to handle this. God forbid December 30th comes and I didn't finish it. I'm going to be so disappointed. So, but
well, you put the word out now.
Huh?
You've put the word out now, so you got to do it.
Yeah, I will do it. I will finish it. And I think what I'm really saying, Coach Lynn, is I'm going to finish it on my own terms.
Yeah, well, why is she laughing so hard?
I'm laughing hard because I don't want to be held accountable for it. And that's the whole objective of bringing these women to the table and us holding each other accountable to achieving those objectives. So I got plenty of things I'm doing and stuff, so they don't have to know all my life.
That's self-talk.
Wait, honestly, I'm self-talking right now.
That's funny. You sure are.
Well, I think you're right, Shana. I think that is a little bit of self-talk. So I want to move on to number three. Number three is about fear. Now, I'm going to let you take that one any way you want to take it, Coach Lynn, as it relates to getting unstuck. And remember, ladies, that if you're just joining us, we're talking about getting unstuck with our guest, Coach Lynn Bannis. She's a master certified coach. In fact, that's as high as you can get in the ICF, the certification organization for coaches, at least one of them. So she's at the highest level. She was also my mentor coach, and I'm excited that she's with us today. But we're talking about those 5 points that are in her book, 5 Ways to Get Unstuck. And throughout the rest of this month, we're going to continue to talk about these because I really want you to be able to bring your limited beliefs, your self-talk, all of those, and we have some very candid discussions, just like you just heard that self-talk I was doing about my own issues. But we want you to be candid about it, bring them to the table so that we can help you to remove those limitations on your life. So I want to move to the third point that's in her ebook. You can get it on lulu.com, and we'll make it available on womanactnow.com for you as well. But if you want it right now, you can go to lulu.com, and you can purchase the ebook. But what I want to talk about next is the third point she talks about in getting us unstuck. And the whole objective of this, ladies, is to help you figure out ways that when you find yourself stuck in a situation, that you really begin to evaluate and assess where you are, be honest, be truthful with where you are, and we're giving you some of those tools today. So, Coach Lynn, we'd like you to share with us a little bit about failure. I mean, not failure, but fear.
Fear. I've really found, after working with so many people about around this whole concept of being stuck, that almost always there's fear of some kind at the bottom of it. You know, we just had a good example, fear of failure, fear of looking bad, fear that we won't please somebody. There's just all different kinds of fear. And the thing with fear is that, you know, you can't ignore it because it shows up again, probably even stronger. You can't stuff it down inside of you because it comes up, you know, making you sick some way. So what you have to do is face it. And there's, you know, there's fear of fear even. It's scary to face fear. There's no question about that. But once you do, once you get involved with it, it's not really, you know, that difficult. First thing you need to do is name it. What is that fear about? I'm afraid I won't look good. I'm afraid I'll look like a fool, for instance. And then you have to describe it. What is that feeling? You know, it's this knot in my stomach. It feels like a hot poker, whatever it is. And then, you know what? You really need to sit with it. You really need to experience it, feel it, till you realize that it's nothing but a thought. It's an idea in my head that I'm afraid of something, and it can't physically hurt me unless I shove it down and let it make me sick. So fear itself really has no control over me except what I give it. And you know what, Anna? I'm not willing to give fear any of my energy. I'm not going to let it control me.
Mm-hmm.
So then what I need to do is to check, and it's really interesting, if you all would just for a moment think about something you fear and get in touch with that feeling of fear and just sit there with it for a minute. Tell me what's happening with those feelings in you once you experience it for a while.
Well, I want to open up our lines. If anybody has something that they want to kind of bring to the table with Coach Lynn and help you through that process, and I'd really like to give you that opportunity to deal with something that you really fear, because when we think about name it, feel it, experience it, kind of sit with it, you know, you have to decide what are you going to do with it. And so
when you said that to me, Coach Lane, you know, my first thought is I'm fearless. I'm just fearless, you know, because I'm thinking about what am I truly afraid of that I can really touch and experience those things. And I think that that's been my the way I've operated many years of my life is I've been termed as such that, you know, you're just fearless, Anna. You just do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I will do a lot of things, but the one thing that I have learned is what you're talking about. And I think let me clarify, because I don't want you to think I'm not really afraid of anything, because as that experience arrives, this is what I've learned to do, and maybe this will be helpful. I think I've learned these things that you just talked about, and I do them so quickly that it doesn't have a long time. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to, you know, fret over it. Is that when I find myself in a situation, I really, really try to deal with it at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
To look at it, to, you know, and you could probably, if you started talking to me, you're like, well, Anna, let's talk about this. You know? And then all of a sudden I could begin to uncover those things. But my first initial reaction was I'm fearless. I just try to, you know, deal with it, or maybe I have learned how to deal with those things. But when you have this conversation, I'm saying all that to you for those who are listening and watching us, but when you have conversations with this, people come up right away and they'll tell you exactly what I'm afraid of. If they have a gift for speaking but they're afraid of the public, then they know that. They know that when they stand in front of someone that they get to shivering and sweating and all sorts of things, they can identify that. So I don't want you to walk away and say, well, I'm not really scared of nothing. But you might have that, but that was my first reaction. Shauna, did you have a reaction to that?
You know what, I did actually, and it's funny that we're having this conversation because my husband and I were having the same or a similar conversation over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was talking to him, and I said, honey, I said, do you ever fear success? Mm-hmm. And he said, well, no. He said, but what do you mean?
Yes.
And so what I mean when I say that is that I have, and I've recognized it in me just because of some ideas and some things that I needed to do and some ideas that I've been having, or some dreams, I guess you could say, that I have been having. And I really believe that I have a fear of success. And I started looking back where the fear was coming from.
Mm.
And it started when I was in my, I guess, my late teens, 17, 18 years old,
mm-hmm.
and I started doing a lot of things. I started doing a lot of things. And because of that, I would always be, when you do a lot, attention, you get a lot of attention.
Right.
Now, I didn't pay as much attention to it as the people did around me.
Right.
So they started speaking things that made me want to retreat.
Mm.
Instead of continuing to go and continue just to be me.
Mm-hmm.
So it caused me all these years up until the conversation over the weekend to just realize that because of what was happening around me, they really instilled a fear of success within me.
Hmm. So did you work through it this weekend?
You know what? I'm working through it now. Because I actually I made a step on yesterday to help move me forward in a direction that I've been trying to move forward in for a couple of months, actually.
Very good. So what happened with you when I said to sit with your fear? What happened to that emotion?
You know what? It started, I felt the weight, and it was almost like a sinking feeling
mm-hmm.
on the inside. And then a reminiscence of things past, as I just shared, going back, thinking about all of those emotions, and then remembering how I felt over the years when I started going within.
Okay. And at the end, did you sit with it long enough for it to feel like it was dissipating a little bit?
I did.
Uh-huh. And so did you get the feeling that, you know, this is really not all that heavy? It's beginning to go away?
You know what, I did, and I believe my meeting yesterday helped add to that, as well as when you said put a name on it.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started putting the name on everything, I said, you know what, I said, this is because of this.
and this is because of this. In my mind, I'm putting a name on every situation, just leading up to today, and how I was able to overcome that just by that one meeting on yesterday evening.
Oh, that's great. Well, so what will your life be like when you don't have that fear?
It'll be free.
And what does that mean?
What that means to me is peace of mind. It also means, I think that's the most important thing, is peace of mind. And not being so concerned with what others think of me. And that, to me, leads back to peace of mind and freedom of my mind for me, not for others, but just for me, knowing that it's okay to be me.
Okay, that's terrific. Is there anything you'll have to give up to get that freedom?
I'll have to give up the old thought process of what I believe people assume or think of me.
Right.
That I'll have to give up because I know I hold on to it too much.
Right. Okay, is there anything that can get in the way of your giving that up?
It can, but I have to continue to speak to it, and those are my thoughts. My thoughts concerning what they think of me can stand in the way of it.
Okay, so you have a plan that you will just continue working on it, and if those thoughts come up, you'll challenge them and get rid of them. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, I'm going to speak to the thought, and I'm going to keep moving with the plan of action so that I can see the results, because that's the ultimate thing. I want to see the results, and I've been speaking to myself, I know I can do this, so I know I can do this, and that's real, I have.
Good for you. That's fantastic.
Awesome. So are you saying that when you start to have those thoughts, you say, I know I can do this at
mm-hmm.
that time?
Uh-huh. I know I can do this, and then, because I am spiritual, I also speak a scripture because it helps me. I speak, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world.
Okay, then.
All right. That's awesome.
Talk about you. What you going to say to me?
Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world.
All right, then. You're listening to Coach Anna McCoy and our guest, Coach Lynn Vaness, and we're talking about 5 ways to get unstuck on Woman Act Now Radio. And I want to, just to make sure, because one of our ladies still has a hand up, and Viola, I'm going to come to you. If you have a comment or a question, you can go ahead and share that with us. Are you there? Viola? Okay. All right, I wanted to make sure that I acknowledged her, just in case.
Are you still able to hear me?
Oh, yes. Now I can hear you. Go ahead.
I'm on mute because I'm at the convention center with some people. Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, I wanted to make sure that if you had a comment, I saw your hand up. You can actually hit, when I take you off, you can hit, I think, number 2, and it'll put your hand down, and that way I know in case you want to comment or question, okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right. Again, we have our guest, Lynn Vaness. You can purchase her book, 5 Ways to Get Unstuck, from lulu.com. And, again, her last name is Vaness, Lynn, her first name. So that was our 3rd point. Our fourth point today on getting unstuck is unclear goals. And I'm just kind of shortening that. So, Lynn, tell us more about that.
Well, we've talked a little bit about goals. As a matter of fact, we were just talking about a goal to, get over fear of success. And I asked her to tell me what that would be like when she had gotten over it. And I think that's the most important thing about our goals is we have to make them so clear, so vivid, so real that they become like a magnet that just draws us forward. And I think the reason that most of us don't make goals, as a matter of fact, I think I read someplace recently that only 5% of the population makes goals, really actually sitting down and writing out their goals. So, how are you going to get someplace if you don't know where you're going? I guess that's my first question. And secondly is, you have to have that so clear that you can then make a roadmap how to get there. You can figure out the steps how to get there. But if it's all fuzzy, there's no way we can figure out those steps. Getting your goal as clear as you possibly can, and Anna, you know that in the training we went through, we called those well-formed outcomes.
Yeah.
It's a matter of really looking at it and saying to myself, what am I going to see? What am I going to hear? What am I going to feel? What am I going to be doing? What am I going to be thinking? Who else is going to be around? What are they going to be doing? So it's almost like making a picture of it in your mind. And if you need to, make a picture of it on paper or create a collage with all sorts of pictures that can remind you of what it is that you want as your goal so you can start attracting it and moving toward it.
So when we think about, again, those well-formed outcomes, is really encouraging individuals to really think about what they want.
Absolutely.
To think about what it is that you really, really desire. You know, for instance, when you were just having that conversation with Lynn, and I said, you said, you know, I keep talking to myself, or I'll keep thinking good thoughts. And what I did is I said, well, what are those thoughts? What do you say? What do you say in that moment to reverse? Because you started out with the self-limiting belief, which that could also be one, is that belief is there, but what we have to do is we've got to name it. We've got to kind of deal with it, but you also have to have something to replace it. And that's what it sounded like she was encouraging you. Well, do you have something to replace that with? You're like, well, yeah, I just have my thoughts. And I was like, well, does she have a well-formed outcome? And the well-formed outcome really is you saying, well, no. And I was actually surprised. Oh, also I use a scripture. So something inside of you saying, this is really what I want to do, and at some point something is going to happen, and it's going to give you the breakthrough that you're really looking to. Because ultimately, Lynn, wouldn't you agree that you'll get to a place where you don't have that fear, you don't even have that thought anymore?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You'll have it replaced with all the good things, and you'll just move forward.
Wow. So when we think about those unclear goals, of course, here at Woman Act Now, we spend a lot of time on it, and I've got this one blanket question I want to throw out there for you, because that is simple, okay? How do you get, I mean, you know, every single day I wake up, I always feel like you're moving towards something. Life is always moving forward, and I know it is. I know it is, okay? First of all, I understand that we're always moving forward, but this overwhelming experience of having to take an action, I know many of our people who are listening probably can experience or feel this with me too, because, you know, in Woman Act Now, we're always about moving women forward. And every conversation is about, you know, that whole process and this coaching model of kind of where we are, where we want to be, and what's in our way, and then how are we going to do that. But it just, like, it gets exhausting sometimes, always thinking about what we have to do and we're going to do it, and we have goals up the yang-yang, and then the problem is really that gap of execution. What would
right.
you say to that?
What would I say to that?
Yeah.
I would say, when you're feeling that way, stop and grab your gratitude journal and start writing out what it is that you're grateful for. It will get you rebalanced, recentered, and then you can say, okay, what's next?
You know what? Great answer. I told that Shauna in a quiet voice. I said, look at it. She didn't mess me up. I wasn't expecting that, Coach.
Well, that's really, I mean, you know, we need to come from our center. We need to be grounded. And when we are, then we're calmer. And we can think more rationally, more clearly, and, you know, we're standing in the goodness of the universe.
Yes, because what's so powerful about that is that ultimately, you know, we're living, not that we're in such a hurry to get somewhere, and I think that's what we want to take away from the table, the stress of all that. I think that many women are stressed with all of these things, you know what I mean? And when they get to Woman Act Now, they're like, oh, my God, they want more from me, and that's not the intention. The intention really is to help them find the balance and be able to do this, just like you said, to go back to that place that really responds to the why. Why is
important? Why am I living? Why am I doing this? You know, and not so much as how it's going to impact other people. So thank you so much for that. Well, number five, that's
okay.
The one that we're talking about today. We've got just a few more minutes left of our show. We want to encourage you ladies to visit lulu.com to get Five Ways to Get Unstuck by Lynn Bannis, as well as you can always check with our website, and certainly we have that link for you if you're a member of Woman Act Now, located in our member area that you can actually download. It'll take you to the link, the direct link where that book is located on Lulu. And we also want to encourage you to invite a friend to be a part of Woman Act Now, and we've got some things coming up the pike, because this is going to lead us right into that last point that you discuss in the book is, I can get myself unstuck. And I'm saying to you, I know you can get yourself unstuck. Every time she talked about weight today, I wanted to bring her back to it. Let's talk about that weight thing again. It's self-limiting belief. It is self-talk. I mean, your fear. I mean, we just took that one example. The reason why I'm talking about that, Coach Lynn, is because we're doing a body challenge. We're doing the Body Gospel Challenge and challenging 100 women to join us, and we've got women in Houston, we've got women in Tyler, we've got women in Northern Plano, probably going to have some women out in Atlanta where our members are located who are going to join us with this, and I know that y'all think y'all can do this by yourself, but you've been over there by yourself all this time, so it's time for you to join the game and let us help you with this fitness challenge. So go ahead and tell them how they think they can get unstuck by themselves and how it just doesn't work, Coach Lynn.
Well, it is tough. It is tough because lots of times we cannot see our self-limiting beliefs, you know, and it helps to have a coach, a friend, a relative that can listen to the way we're talking and be able to point those things out for us. You can try all of the things that we've talked about. They are all great techniques. But if you come up against a roadblock, that's when you need to reach out to people that love you and care about you and ask for some help.
Mm. Well, we're telling you, ladies, that's what we do just in general in your life at Woman Act Now. We're always asking you, let us help you get through these issues. And so when you think about just getting unstuck, I say often is that, you know what, if you don't have a coach, and I have several coaches. I had a writing coach. Of course, Lynn was my mentor coach going through our training. And then I also have my personal coach and spiritual coach, Al Hollinsworth, who is always holding me accountable and telling me, just as you said, sharing with me, are you hearing this, Anna? Did you realize what you just said? You say you want to do this, but... Do you recognize what your thoughts are on this matter? Do you remember what you said you were going to do? And then, of course, we have our peer coaches, and those are our friends or people we work with who also begin to help us. So it's so important, and I think that throughout our lives, and we discussed this in our class, is that all of our lives we had a coach. I think we're designed that way. We are designed as successful or as active, as capable, as aggressive, maybe in some cases, assertive as I am personally, I still need a coach. At least when I think of coaching, I think of that person who is going to encourage Coach Anna, who is going to, and my husband's a great coach. He knows when to switch his hat. So when you think about this in your life and getting you unstuck, and I wish I had a few people on the line who could give us a testimony of getting unstuck with Woman Act Now. I don't know if Fern is Fern on the line today. I'm not sure what her. Yeah, let's check out this four. I'm coming to 469-337-9747. How are you doing today? Hello? It's like, you know I'm listening. You know you hear me talking to you. This is Coach Anna. I don't want you to say anything. I just want you to identify who you are. Let's go to Atlanta. That's going to be, 358. That might be Tracy Caldwell. Okay, Tracy, don't disappear on me. I know your number. Tracy, are you there?
Hi, Coach.
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
I am excellent. Can you give us a short testimony today Perhaps, what are you walking away from the call, from our call with Coach Lynn today? That could be a start.
Oh, so much. The fear factor, I've definitely been facing my fear.
Who's that lady?
Hannah!
Stop, listen, it's a Real McCoy Show. Stop, listen, it's a Real McCoy Show. Who's